The act put forward by the Department of Housing and Urban Development will make it more difficult for students to find a cheap place to live. UW Superior student Amanda Lepala was given her 30 days notice last month.
So great, if I went and got pregnant, then I'd be able to be here, but because I don't have kids and I'm not married, I'm getting punished because I chose to be independent.
But the information being given college students may be incomplete. HUD's Milwaukee public housing specialist Kevin Smith says low-income students can appeal.
The person is under 24, does not have a child, is not a veteran. That's a flag for that housing authority to do a further check on that individual to find out if they're eligible. I could be 22 years of age, I could be working on my own, I could be getting some form of higher educational loan, and I'll still be eligible to receive assistance through the voucher program.
UW Superior student Kate Rakovich also lives in low-income housing, but has until December 1st before she has to move out. She doesn't think the federal government has its priorities in order.
Yeah, we're being overlooked, but I don't think necessarily because of what's going on overseas. I think we'll always be overlooked because, I don't know, Texas doesn't care about education.
Federal officials say the new policy is a way to weed out college students who are well off with help from their parents. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.